What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today starts the 25th annual Blue Hill Peninsula Potters Studio Tour and Sale. Today, and tomorrow, 10 to 5, we can visit studios all over the Blue Hill Peninsula and meet the potters. See peninsulapotters.com for pottery locations and a sampling of the range of the styles you'll see. How will you know where to find these treasures? There's a map at peninsulapotters.com. Plus, each location has a sign. Mark Bell Pottery in Blue Hill is on the tour. You could ask him about his collaboration with artist William Irvine. Josie Chase is offering functional household pieces in Brooksville. Tis the season for berry bowls and serving trays. In Brooklyn, you can visit OH Pottery, Lila Balch, and the Brooklyn Pottery Co-op. But wait, there's more. If you're in Brooklyn tomorrow, Oogling Ceramics, you can also commiserate with the It's Been a Year artists at the Bay Road Gallery. This is an eclectic art show by local women artists. Join Sarah DeRamis, Maureen Farr, Katie Hellman, Nancy Morris, Marcia Stremlaw, and others. They're having a celebration on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Where? Bay Road Gallery in Brooklyn. We're invited to the artist's reception for Dreaming at Dawn, an exhibition of work by the University of Maine visual artists. The exhibit shows dreamy, imaginative, and contemplative artworks in a wide range of mediums by 50 member artists. The show is up at the Bangor Public Library through September. The party is August 6th, 5 to 7 p.m. The website is theumva.org for the details and to catch a glimpse of some of the work. For the month of August, the Blue Hill Public Library will present Honoring Frank, a comprehensive exhibit featuring the works of Francis Hammabi. Beginning with prints created in the 1940s while he was overseas during World War II, until his last drawings made from a hospital bed in 2002. Honoring Frank will be up from August 3rd to the 29th, but the opening reception, is Friday, August 7th, 4:30 to 6. The special exhibit is presented in conjunction with the Casting Historical Society, which is hosting Francis Hammabi's Maine, A Life in Art, through October 12th. Also at Blue Hill Public Library, everyone is invited to the annual commemoration of library benefactor Adelaide Pearson. The third annual Adelaide Pearson Arts Festival will take place on the library's front lawn next Saturday, August 8th, 10 to 2. Local artists will present their work with live demonstrations and displays, while also providing fun activities for kids of all ages. Did you know the Maine Boat and Home Show is next weekend, August 7th to the 9th? If you think boats don't count as visual arts, you're not looking at the right boats. MaineBoats.com assures me that more than 70 boats will be there, in the water and on land. And for you purists, there will also be artists, furniture makers, and jewelers. The show is in Rockland all next weekend. MaineBoats.com for the details. Speaking of boats, the Friend Memorial Public Library in Brooklyn, there's a lot about Brooklyn this week, isn't there? Is hosting a film night at the Brooklyn Boatyard to celebrate the premiere of two new short films, Cyrus and Stewardship, which pay homage to Brooklyn's maritime traditions and strong community ties. Everyone is welcome Friday night, 6:30 to 9:30. And have you seen the construction at the public library in Brooklyn? It will house the Anne and Maynard Bray Maritime Research Center, which will be one of the nation's most important private collections related to wooden boat and ship design, construction operation, and history. The center will include the Maritime Research Library, donated by John Wilson, founder of Wooden Boat Magazine and Wooden Boat School, and more than 155,000 images from maritime photographer Benjamin Mendelwitz. The movies, though, are being shown at the Brooklyn Boatyard, which was previously owned by E.B. White's son, Joel, and grandson, Steve. See, it is all about literary and visual arts. The movies are Friday night, starting at 6:30. One of the most special things about WERU's listening area is being able to see so many stars at night. The Down East Night Sky Festival celebrates just that. Go to darkskymaine.com to see what's happening in your area. Is the dark sky not visual art enough for you? Well, you know what Lord Byron said. She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?